This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There was something, everything about you.
We're going to be singing this a lot next few weeks.
Baby, come back. Who leaving?
Well, I mean, NFL free agency is about to begin. You?
Me. Yeah, that's right. Some folks leaving.
Well, they don't have to.
I mean, they don't, but that money calling, like, you know, you win the Super Bowl, man. People want to get paid.
Well, that they do. But here is a lever the Eagles could pull to make sure they keep at least one of these guys. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. So today at 4 p.m. starts the window to tag players, the franchise tag.
Yeah.
Now, Hugh, the Eagles haven't used this in a long time. 2012, DeSean Jackson was the last time they used a franchise tag, which means in Howie Roseman's tenure as GM, I think they've only done it two times in total, and the last time was in 2012. So it's obviously not something Howie does or prefers to do, but we'll see what they do. Now, they have four big free agents here. They have Zach Bond, they have Milton Williams, they have Josh Sweat, they have Mekhi Becton. Now, we found something out this morning about this franchise tag stuff that is a real kick to the you know where
in terms of mommy daddy button.
In terms of the Bond idea, right? Because some people are like, hey, why not just tag Zach Bond? Linebackers aren't that expensive. Keep him for 1 year.
Oh.
So we found out this morning, Zach Berm tweeted this, that the NFL, when they calculate the franchise tag, they count all linebackers the same. So like the edge rushing linebacker, Parsons.
With the 3-4, it's a lot, yes. With so many teams designating linebackers as rushers now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Micah Parsons, Myles Garrett, right? The edge rushers that rush off the edge.
So he's making D lineman money.
Yes. So they're all linebackers according to the formula. So if the Eagles wanted to tag Zach Bond, for example, that would be $27 million. So I don't think they're going to tag any of these guys. They don't.
For their blood.
They don't do it, and they'd all be really expensive. I was just going through the numbers, the tag numbers for all the positions.
Mm-hmm.
They'd all be over $20 million, whether it be Sweat, Bond, Becton, Williams. It would all be well over $20 million. My guess, Hugh, is they're not going to tag any of these guys, which means we're going to have to play the let's hope they keep them when free agency starts in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And you're banking on the fact that maybe Zach wants to stay here because of the success that he's had as an Eagle. You know, maybe that could be something that, you know, works in your favor. But you never know.
Well, I mean, you've lived this before. I mean,
it's a different time. And I didn't win a Super Bowl. And, you know, like, he's going to get a nice piece of cheese. Like, there's no question about that. He's going to get a nice little chunk of change. It just depends on how much he wants to stay here.
So before we hear from these guys, we can hear from Bond and Milton Williams in a minute here. Do you think winning makes them want to stay more, or the other side of the coin is like, I won, now I got to get paid?
I think Zach's in a unique spot where he probably want to stay. I mean, man, you went from a special teams player to being an integral part of the success of a Super Bowl franchise. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at, in my opinion, Joe, to be totally honest. I would think that you would want to stay in a situation like that because it's not – to find a home the way that he did. And I'm guessing. I don't know. I don't know Zach Bond from a can of paint. But I'm guessing, you know, his family likes it here, the adulation that he gets here. You go to another – say, for instance, you go back to the Saints. You're the man at the Saints.
Mm.
And you're going to be looked at to do certain things, not saying that you can't do it, but you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself when you don't have a Jalen Carter, a Nolan Smith, the exciting whites in the back. You know what I mean? You're playing with a bunch of guys and everybody looking at you like you're the Super Bowl champion. You know, you're supposed to come in here and help make this thing better. That's a whole lot, man. That's a whole lot.
So here's the other thing with Zach Bond. I mean, he already won a Super Bowl. He made an all-pro team. You know, we joked in the summer when we had him on, is he going to become the new 53 in Philadelphia? He comes back, Hugh. He spends a few more years here, gets another all-pro.
No, yeah.
Second 53 in town.
Oh, no, and that's fine. That's fine. If he brings another Super Bowl championship, I'm happy for him. That's a lot to weigh. And I'm pretty sure your wife is going to help you make those decisions, which she should, because that's a lot. You went from obscurity to being loved in a city, like in one season. Like, say your story is just as significant as Saquon's. It's just that everybody talking about Saquon's because he's a running back.
Well, yeah, of course, and he set records and all that. But in terms of like a turnaround, a change, yeah, it was remarkable what he's able to do. Let's hear from Zach Bond talking about what free agency might look like here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'm curious. I don't know what it's going to look like, honestly. My goal every time is to play the best football I can. And hopefully it's here. I love this place, and I really appreciate what they've done for my career and my family and just everything. So got a lot of options to weigh and a lot of different stuff to think about.
See, here's what I can't figure out with Zach Bond, Hugh, and we're going to find this out. I believe what did we find out this year? March 12th is the start of free agency? Mm-hmm. So We're less than three full weeks away from this thing ratcheting up and these players able to stay or go, whatever they do. Do you think he's going to get paid as if this is who he is moving forward because he just did it? Like, is he top of the NFL? Because he just was first team all pro. Usually that means you get top of the, or because he's only done it once, does he get a little bit less than that?
I'll tell you, it all depends on who his agent is. If his agent's good, my conversation would be, I don't give a damn what it was that he was this year. This was untapped potential that they tapped into. If you want my client, and if my client wants to get paid like he's one of the elite linebackers, I don't give a damn if he only did it for 1 year, he did it. So that would be my selling point. You know, because there are probably going to be some guys, well, you only did one. Okay, well, that's fine. We'll go somewhere else. I mean, they're negotiating. They have all the chips right now. And again, it's all on what Zach wants to do. Does he want to stay here and eat, you know, good for the rest of his life? He's going to do that anyway because he's a Super Bowl champion. Or does he want to go somewhere else and maximize his dollars, maximize his income, you know, in a short period of time? What is he like, 26?
I think
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spawn is probably 27 now.
Maybe you want to do that. And the guaranteed money. See,
28.
The thing is this.
He's 28.
The guaranteed money that he's going to want is probably going to be a lot. You know what I mean? Maybe 10 million, something like that. 12, 15, who knows?
Well, let me throw at you the list of the highest paid inside linebackers. You tell me if you think he's going to touch this kind of money. Number one is Roquan Smith. The Ravens gave him 5 years, $100 million,
mm-hmm.
20 a year. Number two is Fred Warner. 5 years, $95.2 million, 19 a year. Number three, Tremaine Edwards, 4 years, $72 million. So the top three inside linebackers are 20, 19, 18. Is he coming close to that?
I want to be in the cul-de-sac. And what I mean by that is I might not be that top pay guy, but if I leave the Eagles – that's the type of money I want to see. Yeah. Because if he stays here, he's probably going to be worth, he's going to be in the range of getting that kind of bread, in my opinion.
Listen, guys, I want Zach Baum back. I find it very hard to believe that the Eagles are going to pay $18 to $20 million a year for a linebacker.
I mean, that's the market, though.
Never done this.
I understand what you're saying, but that's what he commands. If that's the position he plays and that's what he commands – that's what he commands.
Well, sure, he'll get that. Will the Eagles do it? I mean,
and I feel like for everything that the Eagles have been this year, talking about family and being a close knit group, what type of message does that send when you tell a guy basically we made you, and if you don't take this money, then we're gonna move on. I think the offer will be reasonable. I think it'll be reasonable. It's on Zach that if he wants to test the waters and go somewhere else.
Well, the other part of this is, do they think they made him? I mean, I think he was excellent. But what if they see the next Zach Bond on another team right now and Vic Fangio says, we could do that?
And that's the chance you take. But I would say this is me playing in Jim Johnson's defense the first year and, getting hurt and then coming back the next year. I would say to have somebody that has understood the concepts of your defense as quickly as he has and the rest of these guys,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's an easier time to have, as far as, getting familiar with the defense. But if I got to do it again, then so be it.
I would pay him if it was me. I'm when I see the list of the highest paid linebackers, it'd be surprising to me to see the Eagles give out one of those contracts. The third guy on the list is 472. I mean, if I'm Zach Bond's agent, I'm like, why am I below him? I'm just first team.
No, he's on a Super Bowl team.
Of course.
What I'm saying. It, for Zach, it's about, okay, what type of money, what means more to you at the end of the day? Because I could make an argument that, being here in Philadelphia, you probably make more money doing an autograph signing.
Sure, but this is his first chance and his only chance probably to get paid, right? He wasn't a first-round pick.
Yeah, but it's okay, how are you getting paid? Like, I could say being in the Philadelphia area, winning a Super Bowl, you could supplement your income in other ways.
There's different ways. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you got to look at it. And to be honest, I never looked at it like that when I was his age. I was like, I want the money. Give me the money. But now there are so many different avenues here in Philadelphia where you can eat good. Hell, they were selling the hell out of garage beer at the spot we were at. I mean, seriously.
Oh, they were.
They were selling the hell out of it. So you have to think about it. If you're Zach, you have to think about it like that, because Philly's such a unique place that you know, you win a Super Bowl. Like, BG is not going to have to do a whole lot. Like, yeah, you could make all the money that you don't get from the Eagles. You could probably, you know, get that somewhere else. That's the point that I'm making.
They also have to seriously factor in the fact that, one, N'Kobe Dean might not even be ready
Absolutely.
To start the season next year.
And
two, the fact that he gets injured often. Zach Vaughn was the guy that took over the green dot when N'Kobe Dean went down. Like, he's a huge role on this defense. Yeah. Oren Burks is a free agent, too. He might be out. You know, I mean, he might have earned himself a little bit more.
A little bit more cheap.
Yeah, a little more cash there, by the way, he played at the end of the year. And then you don't know what Jeremiah Trotter is going to have for you. He's just a fifth-round pick. And as much as I'd love for him to step up and deliver in that role, I don't know if I can count on that right now. Like, I feel like Vaughn has a lot more leverage here than we might be led to believe.
For, yeah.
I think you're right on that. We'll see how they play it. But Vaughn is a huge one. I think he's the one that most people are going to want to keep. We'll see if the Eagles do. Let's hear from Milton Williams, who may have been the one to make himself the most money over the past couple weeks. I mean, you look at him now and all these lists that are coming out of the top 25 or 50 free agents. He's pretty high in that list.
He's about to get paid.
Yeah, he's young and he's a pass rushing interior defensive lineman. Here's Milton Williams talking about his future here in Philadelphia.
Just a good situation. You know, obviously still wanting to win. You know, I definitely love to be back in Philly. What we got building right now, that's really it. Just being in a winning organization, somebody that value what I bring to the table, you know, all going in one direction, trying to ultimately win. And coming off this win, this feeling real good. So I want to get this feeling again.
So that's great. But he also said last week on Locker Cleanout that he obviously wants a raise, and he was wearing a Clutch Sports hoodie.
Yeah.
When anyone's wearing their agency's hoodie, I don't imagine they're in the discount market.
No, they're not. Yeah, no, he's trying to get paid. He's trying to get that money grab, which is like, I'm not mad at anybody who does that, but sometimes you just have to look at it and be like, hey, maybe other things mean more to you than just the money grab.
So I think a lot of people are assuming he's the one that they're least likely to keep because he's going to be really expensive.
Yeah.
He's really young. But what strikes me about all these guys, if they weren't Eagles, they were just on the free agent market, I think the one the Eagles would be most likely to sign is Milton Williams. He's a 25-year-old pass-rushing defensive lineman. They love those guys.
Yeah, they do. But, you know, when you look at the draft and where the Eagles will potentially be drafting and some of the moves for how we potentially make, there's a lot of guys out there like that.
They could draft his replacement is what you're saying.
Basically.
Apparently this draft is loaded, like, first few rounds with tons of talent along the defensive line, specifically at D-tackle.
Yep, so we'll see. I mean, go ahead.
Sorry, the other thing that I saw here that's definitely interesting to note, especially with the way that Howie likes to work with these contracts here. I think there's a new broadcast rights negotiation in 2028, 2029, and the salary cap already goes up every year. That could be like a huge jump in the salary cap in those few years. Maybe you do some like backloaded deals and you bank on that a little bit. That feels like something that Howie might try to do.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Kick the can a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, he's been doing that for years, and it never seems to bite them. I mean, just keep, because time is never ending in the NFL salary cap. Like, you don't really ever have to see the end of it. You just keep pushing it down, and the cap will go up. 215.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.